A week of high-level cross-country ski racing wrapped up in Fairbanks yesterday with the women's and men's marathons. As KYC's Dan Bross reports, the races including three national championship events showcase the nation's top Nordic skiers, including numerous Alaskans.
U.S. ski team star Jesse Diggins of Minnesota swept the individual races at the Birchill Recreation Area, capping the week by winning the women's 30-kilometer skate technique race Sunday.
She won the ski athlon on Monday, going away. She won the sprint race on Wednesday, and here she is, coming to win again for number one Stratton Mountain skier, Jessica Diggins.
It was the end of a very long racing season, and Diggins, who ranked sixth in the world this year, says being back in the United States and racing among friends enabled her to muster a little extra energy.
And just focus on having fun instead of putting pressure on myself, and then it was easier to go fast again, I think.
As she did throughout the races in Fairbanks, Diggins bested teammate Keegan Randall of Anchorage in Sunday's 30K. Randall is a former World Cup champion who is coming back strong after having a baby.
I didn't really have expectations, and overall I think it went really well, but it's amazing. I could feel almost every couple of weeks my body changing and getting slowly back to normal. So, I'm really excited to feel back to 100%.
Randall's home club, Alaska Pacific University, placed several athletes atop the standings over the week-long four-race series. On Sunday, Chelsea Holmes was third, Rosie Frankowski was fifth, and Becca Rorabaugh was 12th. Rorabaugh, who grew up in Fairbanks, says it was great to finish the season in her hometown, describing her pre-Olympic year as solid.
I think this was maybe one of the more consistent seasons I've had, but very few spectacular performances. So hoping to kind of get that high end going next year.
APU skiers also crowded the top in the men's 50-kilometer race. Scott Patterson of Anchorage broke away to take the top spot, just like he did in last week's opening day skiathlon. Patterson says he's feeling good about making the 2018 Olympic team.
I got quite a few World Cup points over the season and then finish off real strong here. So, I think I'm putting myself definitely as one of the big names up there for next year and make it happen next year.
Minnesota's Brian Gregg was second in Sunday's 50K. With the race season complete, Gregg says he's ready for a break, and that starts this week, leading a group of athletes to the North Slope village of Point Hope to teach skiing.
Work with the entire school and the entire community to come and ski, and yeah, it's a big party. We're basically skiing from 8 in the morning to 8 or 9 at night, and I love it.
Gregg was followed in yesterday's race by APU's Eric Packer of Anchorage, whose podium finish capped his return to racing after suffering a concussion in a January car accident.
Now that I'm finally allowed to race and come back here, I just really wanted to make it count. And it was a blast.
Another APU skier, Tyler Cornfield of Anchorage, was fourth in the men's 50K. Alaska will again be the venue for major ski races next year, with Anchorage scheduled to host pre-Olympic national championships in January. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.